The following is a reading from Book 3, page 25, beginning at the heading, Jesus Institutes the Lord's Supper. On the first day of the Passover festival, Jesus ate the Passover meal with his followers. While they were eating, Jesus took some special bread made without yeast. Jesus thanked God for the bread, divided it, and gave it to his followers. Jesus said, "Take this bread and eat it. This bread is my body that I am giving for you. Do this to remember me." Then Jesus took a cup of wine. Jesus thanked God for it and gave it to his followers. Jesus said, "Every one of you drink this. This cup of wine is my blood. My blood seals the new agreement between God and his people. This blood is given for many people to forgive their sins." Jesus said these things in order to teach his followers about his coming death. Jesus' followers were troubled by the things he said about his death, so Jesus tried to comfort them. He said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I am going there to prepare a place for you. After I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I will take you with me, so that you can be where I am." As a part of his message of comfort, Jesus said to his apostles, "When I am gone, I will ask the Father, and he will send you another helper to be with you forever. The helper will teach you everything. The helper will cause you to remember all the things I told you. This helper is the Holy Spirit that the Father will send in my name. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to all truth." After this, they sang a song and went out to a beautiful garden called Gethsemane. In the garden, Jesus said to his followers, "Sit here while I go there and pray." He told Peter, James, and John to come with him. Then Jesus began to be very troubled. Jesus said, "My soul is full of sorrow. My heart is breaking with sadness. Wait here and stay awake." Then Jesus walked a little farther, fell on the ground, and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, don't give me this cup of suffering, but do what you want, not what I want." Then Jesus came back to his followers and found them sleeping. Jesus said to Peter, "Couldn't you men stay awake with me for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you will not be tempted. Your spirit wants to do what is right, but your body is weak." Then Jesus went away a second time and prayed. He said, "My Father, if it is not possible for this painful thing to be taken from me, and if I must do it, then I pray that what you want will be done." Then Jesus went back to his followers. Again, he found them sleeping. So Jesus left them and went away one more time and prayed. This third time, he said the same thing. Jesus was full of pain. Sweat dripped from his face like he was bleeding. An angel from heaven appeared and helped Jesus. When Jesus finished praying, he went to his followers. They were asleep. Jesus said to them, "The time has come for the Son of Man to be given to sinful people. Stand up! We must go. Here comes the man who is giving me to my enemies." While Jesus was still speaking, Judas came into the Garden of Gethsemane with many people. He led a group of soldiers and some guards from the leading priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, swords, and clubs. Judas had said to the people with him, "The man I kiss is Jesus. Arrest him." So Judas went to Jesus and said, "Hello, teacher." Then he kissed him. Then the men grabbed Jesus and arrested him. Jesus said to them, "Why did you come out here with swords and sticks? Do you think I am a criminal? I was with you every day in the temple. Why didn't you arrest me there? But this is your time, the time when darkness rules." Then all of Jesus' followers left him and ran away. The men who arrested Jesus led him to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest. The teachers of the law and the older Jewish leaders were gathered there. All through the night, the leading priests and the Jewish council tried to find something against Jesus so they could kill him. Finally, the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Tell us, are you the Christ, the Son of God?" Jesus said, "Yes, I am. But I tell you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God, and you will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven." When the high priest heard this, he was very angry and he shouted, "This man has said things that are against God. We don't need any more witnesses. You all heard him say these things against God. What do you think?" The Jews answered, "He is guilty and he must die." Then the people there spit in Jesus' face and hit him with their fists. Some of them covered Jesus' eyes and slapped him. Then they said, "Show us that you are a prophet, Christ. Tell us who hit you." Early the next morning, all the leading priests and older leaders of the people decided to kill Jesus. They tied Jesus with chains. Then they led him to Pilate, the governor. They gave Jesus to Pilate and accused him of many things. Jesus stood before Pilate, the governor. Pilate asked Jesus questions. He said, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If it belonged to this world, then my servants would fight so that I would not be given to the Jews. But my kingdom is from another place." Pilate said, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. That is true. I was born to tell people about the truth. That is why I came into the world. And every person who belongs to the truth listens to me." Pilate said, "What is truth?" When Pilate said this, he went out to the Jews again. Pilate said to them, "I can find nothing to charge against this man." While Pilate was sitting in the place for judging, his wife sent a message to him. The message said, "Don't do anything with that man. He is not guilty. Today I had a dream about him, and it troubled me very much." Pilate tried again to set Jesus free. Three times Pilate said, "I find nothing against this man." But the Jews yelled, "Kill him on a cross! Kill him on a cross!" Finally, Pilate took some water and washed his hands so that all the people could see. Pilate said, "I am not guilty of this man's death. You are the ones who are doing it." Then Pilate told some soldiers to beat Jesus with whips, and Pilate gave Jesus to the soldiers to be killed on a cross. Pilate's soldiers brought Jesus into the governor's palace. All the soldiers gathered around Jesus. The soldiers took off Jesus' clothes and put a red robe on him. Then the soldiers used thorny branches to make a crown. They put the crown of thorns on Jesus' head, and they put a stick in his right hand. Then the soldiers bowed before Jesus and mocked him. They said, "Hello, King of the Jews." The soldiers spit on Jesus. Then they took his stick and hit him on the head many times. After they finished mocking Jesus, the soldiers took off the robe and put his own clothes on him again. Then they led Jesus away to be killed on a cross. There were also two criminals led out with Jesus to be killed. Jesus and the two criminals were led to a place called the Skull. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they nailed Jesus to his cross. They also nailed the criminals to their crosses. They put one criminal beside Jesus on the right, and they put the other criminal beside Jesus on the left. While Jesus was hanging on the cross, he prayed for the people who were killing him. Jesus said, "Father, forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing." Then the soldiers gambled with dice to decide who would get Jesus' clothes. The soldiers sat there and watched Jesus. The leading priests, the teachers of the law, and the other Jewish leaders were also there. These men laughed at Jesus. They said, "He saved other people, but he can't save himself. If he is the king, then he should come down from the cross. Then we will believe in him. He trusted God, so let God save him now, if God really wants him." One of the criminals began to shout bad things at Jesus. He said, "Aren't you the Christ? Then save yourself and us." But the other criminal stopped him. He said, "You should fear God. You and I are guilty. We should be killed because we did wrong. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you begin your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus' mother stood near the cross. Jesus saw his mother standing by one of his followers. Jesus said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And then Jesus said to his follower, "Here is your mother." At noon, the whole country became dark. This darkness continued for 3 hours. There was no sunshine. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, my God, why have you left me alone?" A little later, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." Then he said, "It is finished." After that, Jesus cried out with a loud voice and said, "Father, I give you my spirit." Then he bowed his head and died. All these things happened so that everything written about him might be fulfilled. As Jesus died, the curtain in the temple in Jerusalem was torn into 2 pieces. This curtain was more than 9 meters high. The tear started at the top and tore all the way to the bottom. When Jesus died, the earth shook and rocks were broken. All the graves nearby were opened, and many of God's people who had died were raised from death. After Jesus was raised from death, those people were seen in Jerusalem by many people. The army officer and the soldiers guarding Jesus saw this earthquake and everything that happened when Jesus died. The officer said, "This man really was the Son of God." The following is a reading from Book 3, page 32, beginning at the heading, "Jesus Rises from Death." At dawn Sunday morning, 3 women who were followers of Jesus, Mary from Magdala, Salome, and Mary the mother of James, brought sweet-smelling spices to put on Jesus' body. At that time, there was a very strong earthquake. An angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away from the entrance of the tomb. The angel was very bright, like lightning. His clothes were white like snow. The soldiers guarding the tomb were afraid of the angel. They shook with fear and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, the one who was killed on the cross. But Jesus is not here. He has risen from death, like he said he would. Come and see the place where his body was. Then go quickly and tell his followers that Jesus has risen from death." Jesus' resurrection from death was the greatest event in the history of the world.